Good afternoon again. So, Christy was a little easy on my dad. So I learned the construction slash handyman trade, and anybody knows I like to do a lot of construction work at home. But I also learned to be an engineer. My dad gently prodded me to be an engineer. I learned work ethic and the importance of fine details and how much I need to improve in patience, spiritual growth, and what it means to sacrifice to the extended family. So there's a couple things I can remember in my childhood, many things I can remember. Butch haircuts and playing the trumpet. Both of them... I absolutely detested it. I remember one time, it was a monthly, I would get these haircuts. And I think the reason I hated them is because everybody wore longer hair, and then I was made fun of for a week in school. But there was this one time when we lived in Georgia, and my dad was going to give me a haircut, and I just had enough. And he went in the house, and I think I called him maybe a not-so-nice name. And my eldest that was just introduced, or our eldest, our oldest sibling, tattletailed on me. And so, believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe now, but a foot race down Periwinkle Drive ensued with me in the lead. And, I can't remember what happened. I just remember, doing this, and my dad was hot on the trail. And I don't remember if he caught me or what happened. Maybe I didn't even get that haircut. I don't know. But that was a fond memory. Don't ask me why. And then I was forced to play the trumpet, which I remember starting, and I remember getting out of band. I just didn't care for playing the trumpet. But my dad forced me to stay in engineering school. I got in engineering school. It was kind of the thing to do. My dad did it. My sister did it. And so now it was time for me to do it. He taught me electromagnetic field theory, or at least he tried to. I got lots of mentoring from him. And ultimately, I decided, this engineering's too hard of stuff. And my roommate was saying the same thing. And he said, let's just go to technology or something else that's easier. So I went ahead and disenrolled from engineering and got into technology. And my dad said, no, you don't. And of course, he was helping me with school a little bit. And so I ended up getting back into school. He apparently knew me a lot better than I knew myself at the time. And he taught me a lot of things. He taught me the importance of soft skills to be successful in business. It was a lot more than just getting in and learning the technical trade. It was getting into Toastmasters and getting involved in the community and things like that. He was a great spiritual role model, as my sister said, and he had great character model in so many issues like integrity, honesty, and always doing the right, what was right. I just can never remember my dad telling a lie or ever being dishonest. I just don't ever remember that. And lastly, I learned to be inquisitive and yearning to know how things worked, all things. So I guess because I learned from him to be inquisitive, it must have been his fault when I took lots of things apart with his tools while he was at work. And I could never figure out how to put them together with all the parts, pieces, pins, and springs. And of course, he would come home not having taken it apart and not knowing how to put it back together. So that one, I am blaming it onto him. I do feel that my dad's mentorship, direction, and general prodding has positioned me to be successful and impactful in the people that I work with and the people that I lead at work and that I'm involved with in the community. And I found a verse that I thought was fitting that I would read. And it's Psalms 112. And it says, "Blessed the blessed state of the righteous, Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion, righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteous endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. And when I read that, I don't even know how I came across that verse last night, but I read that and I thought, gosh, that's pretty darn fitting for, for my dad. And then lastly, my sister spoke about this. Yes, it's easy to be sad and see my dad there. He had cancer. It happened relatively quickly. I mean, we weren't expecting this. So no doubt it's sad, but and we've had a lot as a family, a lot of sad hours, but we've had a lot of hope and a lot of laughter. And my sister hit on that. I know I'm going to see my dad in heaven again. There's no doubt in my mind, but it's not because he's been religious. It's not because he's been a good person. How good is good enough? Not because he gave and served. Not because he shared his faith and had a music ministry. None of these. I mean, it's really his personal relationship with Christ, and that just bore a lot of fruit in his life. And Jesus says that nobody comes to me, to the Father, but through me. And he had a relationship with Christ, and it showed in really everything he did. And I'm proud of him, and really a great example. And although again, sadness, a lot of hope and.